America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Talking about various things, and that was Zach Orr, and in particular the public criticism of the first-year defensive coordinator. And hey, look, we're as guilty as any. Not totally raking him over the coals, but asking questions as to why one of the best defenses in the NFL in 2023 has become, especially against the pass and in the middle of the field, one of the worst defenses in the National Football League. And Marlon Humphrey, maybe, Vinny, this is the most direct answer you could possibly get. We're sucking. It's not anything that he's doing per se schematically. It's that we're not performing our jobs. Now, I did read as well, as Marlon elaborated on things, where 10 guys could be on the same page, one isn't, and hence the breakdowns in the defensive backfield here.
Right. Yeah, I agree partly, you know, because, Bob, it's been 8 weeks, you know, and the players are effing up
nine weeks.
So, if it's the same player over and over, you get rid of that player. We've seen Marcus Williams got benched for a game. We don't know why, what happened there, but he was much more engaged this time. Eddie Jackson was inactive. So, you know, is a lot of it the safety position. But I think you don't bring in Dean Pease if it's just the player's fault. That's what I'll eat. Something is not quite, you know, they're not getting it. They're not making an adjustment. There's something to do with the coaching because you got a rookie coordinator and three new coaches. So there is growing pains there, and the pains have been growing for a while, and it hadn't been getting fixed, and that's why Dean Pease is here to get it fixed. Whether, you know, they're putting the players in the wrong position, they're telling them the wrong thing, whatever. They are not – coach's job is – to develop the players throughout the year, you know. And I tell you who we hadn't talked about at all, two guys. Warhop has done an awesome job, the O-line coach, right. And the tight end coach has done a hell of a job, you know, especially getting Kolar to be a blocker. So those guys have gotten better. The defensive players hadn't improved, and that's what's holding this team back, and that's why Pease is here, because there was so many busts and mental errors and stuff. I don't buy it that it's, you know, these guys are screwing up all the time. If that's the case, you're asking them to do too much.
I will say this, play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
They're catching this interception here, making a tackle here.
Yeah.
Then maybe things aren't as pronounced. But to your point, we're 9 games in, and their third down efficiency defensively is bad. They're the worst-rated pass defense yardage-wise in the National Football League. This is not just – it's kind of like when we're talking about the Orioles in the second half of the season. A little slump. Then he got in late August. That was mid-September. It's like, no, this is no longer a small sample size. This is now a trend.
Yep.
And the fact that Dean Pease was brought in at all, and as Marlon Humphrey said, a surreal moment for him, as I guess Dean Pease gave him a come-to-Jesus meeting early in his career, speaks volumes. Here's a guy that's sipping Mai Tais, I guess, you know, watching games on TV. Now he's trying to devise game plans to stop Joe Burrow coming up on third, or advising. Let me stress, advising game plans.
Well, the other thing I go back to, Bob, is and we talked about this before. Who's better this year than they were last year on defense?
Ah, boy. Tavius Robinson. I mean, of the studs you're talking about.
Of anybody.
Matt Ibike's got more personal fouls than he does sacks.
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton's not playing like a defensive player of the year guy, even though he's trending upwards. Interception drop against Cleveland aside. It's a big drop, but it is what it is. Marlin's having a good year.
That's about it.
Stevens has taken a significant step backwards.
Big time.
Ajabo's not even healthy, or he's a healthy scratch for games. Oway's got 4.5 sacks, but I don't want to rag on him. Having a hard time remembering when the last one was.
Bob, let me just say this. I'll show you some clips of Oway in this last game. He couldn't even beat a tight end one-on-one. You know, and the only guy that has, you know, some moves is Van Noy. Other than that, there isn't anybody even close. I mean, Ngakoue is kind of embarrassing his rushes. So, and Harrison, he can't rush. And Tavius Robinson, it's effort sacks. So they don't have, that's their problem. They don't have anybody there, you know. And we're going to do the film tomorrow, but Jesus. I mean, Bob, when Wormley and the other dude were in there, I felt bad for the linebackers because there's a reason why Roquan didn't get but three tackles. I mean, they were getting pushed back into him was part of the problem.
Ravens, they do win 41-10, but it's a short week back in practice yesterday. So you heard from Marlon Humphrey, the Ravens offense, we've talked about it. I mean, the awards weekly, it seems, have been well documented. Lamar probably wins Offensive Player of the Week again this week, but this is about championships now. Regular season achievement is great because you need to get to the playoffs to possibly win the Super Bowl. Yeah, you still want home field advantage. Number one seed, you get that extra week like the Ravens had last week. But the way the defense is situated today, Election Day, November 5th at 10:09, is this defense, barring some tweakage, good enough to take you deep into the playoffs?
Bob, I think the issue that I think they've got a couple issues in the secondary. I think that Stevens is getting killed because he can't find a football. He's a completion waiting to happen. And they have no pass rush, period. They don't get any pressure whatsoever unless they blitz. And this last game, they were bringing Roquan a bunch, and he's not a great blitzer. And Hamilton, when he blitzes now, he got to use his hands more like a pass rusher instead of just trying to run over people. But that's going to be the issue right there, is because the pass coverage is the worst in the league, and, you know, you're not getting pressure. I mean, they got six sacks, right, or whatever against Denver last, the other
four
sacks, but
two from Tavius Robinson.
Yeah, but the thing, they don't have anybody's winning one-on-one. That's a problem. They don't have that guy, you know, that can get pressure, you know, in third and long, you know, he's cranking it up and he's going. They don't have that. And that's the biggest, the only way they get it is they get pressure.
Now, tomorrow's the trade deadline, 4 o'clock. Election Day. Duh.
Yeah.
4 o'clock today. Za'Darius Smith, former Raven, already on the move from Cleveland to Detroit. Should we expect to see something happen by the time we get off at 2 o'clock? Because if they don't, when you were gone Thursday, the caller said, Deontay Johnson, that's it? I'm like, well, it's not a bad move, as we talked about. Yeah. You know, never good, never bad to have enough good players.
Right.
So, but if that's the move, then absolutely run hot. And if we're sitting here tomorrow at 10, 12, and that's the move, and other teams are doing all of these crazy things, I think the Ravens are going to be... Vinny, you've sat in that chair. I'm sure DaCosta's working every phone he possibly could right now.
No doubt. Takes two to tango, you know, and right now I'm guessing that it is a seller's market, Bob. If you're looking for a pass rusher, I imagine, you know, because I'll bet you Cleveland got probably something pretty decent for Za'Darius.
It was Smith and a six, right, Nolan? And they got a fifth and a six back. There was some draft pick compensation involved in that. And we'll get into it when we come back. It's Vinny at 80, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. We're cranking it to 12. You win a jam. Just send your song request to Nolan. He'll play it as loud as it goes. And it's 12 here on the station. Maryland Hoops started last night. Derek Queen, about 22-20 in your first game. Baltimore kid. He also had an assist and a steal, a couple of block shots, and the assist was a Wes Unseld-like bullet passed down to Julian Reese for an easy hoop. So Maryland, after early struggles against the Jaspers of Manhattan, wind up winning big, 79-49. Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams talks about Derek Queen, the expectations, the pressures that come with him being the stud at 12:30. Kevin Allstriker talks to Ravens with him at 11 o'clock. And the Orioles made some interesting moves yesterday, declined to pick up the option on Danny Coulomb. That was kind of a stunner. It's Vinny Haney.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All in here on The Fan. Input might be, we're there at DaCosta trying to bring in some help to this Ravens team. Offensively, yes or no, need anybody?
No.
Defensively, multiple pieces or maybe one strengthening and then hope for the best somewhere else?
I would say if they could get a pass rusher, Bob, or just kind of a safety that's a real smart, you know, like a Geno Stone type, that type of guy, you know, just to play that spot when, because this last game, Hamilton was playing basically, they were playing like a 4-3, and Hamilton was playing like a Will linebacker. You know, and that's why he's making all these tackles and stuff. He's unblocked, and he's much more active. You know, he's batting balls. You know, if he's sitting back on the hash, what the hell? You know, I mean, right. Thank you. If I'm the offense, thanks for keeping him back there.
It's Vinny at 81.05.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. We're cranking it up to 12. Pick a song. We'll play it as we just did. Nolan McGraw is our DJ today. So he's always open-minded when it comes to the musical selections. The Sleeping Giant Terps, men's basketball. The Sleeping Giant They haven't been up to the Gary Williams level for quite some time. 30-point win last night. Local kid making good. Derek Queen, another Baltimore guy wearing 25. Sticks did it. Ernie Graham did it. I think Gene Shue wore number 25, so it's a good number for Baltimore dudes down in College Park. We'll get into all of that and more. Maryland football, however, much more daunting task coming up on Saturday, 7 o'clock at Oregon. The number one ranked Ducks, 25-point favorites over Mike Loxley's Turtles there.
The thing I kind of noticed, Bob, and you wouldn't know better, that you look at basketball, they can get the elite Baltimore kid, you know, the DMV kid.
Took him a while.
Yeah, and Lox, very rarely. Well, they got the quarterback.
The kid, Malik Washington from Spalding, which is a great place to start, but there's got to be a Keith Booth, and that's what he was to Gary Williams, opening that door back to that Baltimore pipeline. And Derek Queen, boy, 22 and 20 right out of the gate, and we'll see how this all unfolds. 30-point win for the Turtles. Orioles made some interesting decisions as Ryan O'Hearn picked up, thumbs up. Sir Anthony Dominguez, thumbs up. Cionel Perez, Nolan says no. But Danny Coulomb declined his option. We'll talk about that with Rich Dubroff from BaltimoreBaseball.com later in the program. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Jay in Baltimore. Jay, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, man, how you guys doing, man?
Hey, Jay.
I was just trying to figure out what you guys think. I mean, what do you think they pivot? Because I know the rumors or a lot of people were talking about Clowney, but I mean, I know Clowney went home to Carolina, so I think he's probably just home just chilling. He's probably going to hang it up after a year or two and just ride it out in Carolina. But another thing, talking about the Ravens defense, man, it just, have you guys noticed this? I mean, to me, I don't know if anybody's saying it, but Roquan looks out of shape, like very much so. And I've never seen him look this bad, even dating back to the Georgia days. And also, have you noticed that the Ravens, I don't even know if they've jammed the receiver all year long. They just play mirror technique where they allow free release. And right now with Stevens, man, it's the best thing that's going to happen is a incompletion. There's no turnovers going to happen. He just can't find the ball.
And he can't tackle very well. He lunges and misses all the time.
Yeah, and we talked about Roquan after the first game against Kansas City. I mean, you were at training camp. Did you notice he was a step slow, maybe you're girthier?
He looked bigger.
Yeah.
You know, because we had talked about it. You know what I got to do, Bob? I got to go back and look at last year's film to see how because Denard Wilson, Stevens played the best he'd ever played. Stevens was spectacular. We thought he got screwed by not being a Pro Bowler. And Darby played well on the other side. Now, I got to go back and look and see if he was jamming, you know, being more physical at the line of scrimmage, because he's giving free releases and he gives free releases, Bob, and he gives free catches.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Arbutus. It's Ed. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Bob. Bengals concerns, QB Burrow to wideout Chase, proven matchup to anyone. Got to limit damage. Disallow Chase to achieve back jersey numbers of your deepest defender for a quick six. Keep him in front. Running back Chase Brown. Ravens D front needs to win first down more times than not in this game. Dual threat back. Sure tackling is a must do on both of these players. Trey Hendrickson, number 91, edge rusher. Disruptive, high motor nuisance to any offense. Comes into the game 11 sacks. Cannot allow him to take away 50% half the field from your intended right and left equal balanced offensive attack. He's going to try to make you play left-handed only. Number 88, compliment receiver Mike Gesicki. Not to be overlooked, Penn State, all everything, high school athlete, volleyball, basketball, football, shred the Terps for 4 years. I remember the draft that year, Ravens selected Hayden Hurst. Dolphins took Gesicki. I thought he'd be a good fit here. However, no threat to block whatsoever. Tall frame, sure hands, agility makes him a viable choice for third down chain mover. In addition to red zone big target option, deny him sideline chain marker. Last thing, see this game as an equal talent matchup. Turnovers crucial in this one. No gimmies to them. That's it, gentlemen. Thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call. And I recall you saying that Mike Gesicki as a blocker was somewhat underwhelming.
He was awful.
In that category.
Yeah, even Ed said the same thing. You know, he's a tall, I mean, he plays like a wide receiver. Bottom line is what he does. You know, I mean, he's not going to block you or me.
Well, let's not forget, by the way, with the Ravens took Hayden Hurst, took him in the first round.
Ahead of Lamar.
Yeah. And multiple other people.
Mark Andrews.
Andrews, third round draft pick. Turnover differential, as Ed pointed out. Who's going to win this one? Ravens are +3 since he's +1. So kind of same-ish, I guess, there.
I remember, Bob, it all goes, whoever's defense plays better, that's who's going to win. Because Cincinnati's defense is not good. You know, and if the Ravens pass defense play, I tell you what, it's going to kill the Ravens if Travis Jones is not playing. Because Warmley and the other kid, that was not pretty.
It's Vinny and Haney, 1057. The Fan will come back, take more of your phone calls. Report Ted, 583-1057. Vinny's Dirty Dozen, 1045. Kevin Ostreicher of the USA Today Ravens Wire previews the game against Cincinnati coming up Thursday night. Whip around 11:15. Let's just say a lot was happening in the world of sports last night. Ed Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Talking about Mike Elias. The offseason has started. He's made some executive decisions, and we'll try to explain that. Rich will, anyway. And the Bengals trying to get to 500 for the first time this year. And we looked at the standings yesterday. They're a game out of that last wild card. So they're, even though it seems as though that's been a long, terrible year for them,
yep,
they're not done yet.
No. 4-5, they've kind of climbed back. And what would be big, Bob, you know, ideally is, you know, you win on Thursday night. You kind of got your bye, and then Pittsburgh loses to Washington Sunday. Then you go into the Pittsburgh game tied for first.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh's underdogs, by the way, against the Commanders coming up this weekend. But if Cincinnati loses to the Ravens, then do they become in a more precarious situation here because the Chargers are starting to get it to a new gear? Yeah. AFC East outside of Buffalo, that thing's, they're done. Yeah. I mean, Miami, the Jets, New England, obviously. South, I mean, Houston's the team. Colts are shaky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But even if Cincy loses, I don't think they're stick a fork in territory.
No, because they can go on streak. The problem that hurts them, same thing as it hurts the Ravens. The defense.
Yeah.
That's what's hurting them, except they got a pass rush.
Yeah.
You know, they just can't stop the run.
All right, let's get out to the phones. It's 5881057 The Fan. We got Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, previewing the game coming up at the top of the hour. We got Vinny's Dirty Dozen in a matter of minutes. Rich Dubroff talking about those Orioles moves over the offseason, yesterday in particular, as we got some free agent fun rolling along, qualifying offers to Corbin Burns and to Anthony Santander, which means if they don't take them, by the, let's see, let me double check the date here, 19th, I believe it is. Yeah, at 4 o'clock, then the Orioles will get two draft picks when they sign elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Qualifying deal is Anthony Santander today, because I'll take the 21.5. And then just hit free agency again next year. Remember, Matt Wieters did that a few years ago when it was like $12, $13 million. Chances are neither will accept qualifying deal, and the Orioles will look for draft pick compensation.
What did Garrett Cole just do? Like, he opted out, then
opted back.
Because he could,
changed his mind.
Well, I guess his agent found out that they couldn't probably get that on the open market.
Well, or he could have, the Yankees would have to give him another year at 30-some million dollars.
36, right. Yeah. So he has 4 years remaining on his contract as it stands now. So he opted out. The Yankees could void that by tacking on a fifth year at the end for $36 million, which is the same value he's getting for the next 4 years. So essentially just extend it. But the reports coming out are that both sides were together the entire time and wanted to stay together. So it was a big, big nothing story, really.
Like Al Green, "Let's Stay Together." Remember that great song?
I remember it well. I remember when it came out.
Remember, you were probably about 20... some years from being born, but can I make a request? I love that song. Al Green, "Let's Stay Together."
You got it.
There you go. All right, let's get out to the phones before we start drifting into a musical interlude. Let's go to Mike in Bel Air. Mike, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. When Benny was talking about as far as getting a pass rusher, if it's not Clowney, what's been linked to the Ravens have been Cam Jordan. I don't know if there's anything left. He reminds me of Van Noy right now. Does he have anything left? If you don't get a pass rusher, either I'm going after a safety or a corner. Maybe Lattimore, or they were talking about Buda Baker's may call.
No, they're not trading anybody. They're first place.
Who? Well, yeah, Arizona, but the Saints aren't.
No.
You know, how about Lattimore?
I mean, if they got a corner, I wouldn't be upset.
But he's kind of been trending in the opposite direction last couple years.
Well, if you got a corner, to me, he's replacing Stevens.
But he's better than Stevens, because when I was watching him last year, I was like, either he's going to knock down the ball or he's going to get a pass interference call, because he's not going to catch the ball.
Right.
And that's what I see. He's an upgrade over, at least Lattimore will catch the ball. He will, and he can high point the ball and see the ball coming. You know, it's not going to cost you anything. And as far as Harbaugh, oh my God, when he talked about the guy we got from Carolina playing teams, I was like, there you go, being a Harbaugh. You brought this guy in to be an impact player. You brought this guy to be a wide receiver. Let that guy play. Throw the ball to this gentleman. And the same thing I told everybody, I said, look, after they lost, I said, get rid of Harbaugh. We have our head coach in McDonald, who's also a defensive coordinator. And we wouldn't have this problem with defense. And like Benny said, I got tired of the last 3-4 years, our guys 5-8 yards off the ball and on a wide receiver. Stay in their face, play bump and run, and make the quarterback make the perfect pass. And as far as the Orioles, you got a billionaire, new owner.
That's
if he's
right.
not going to spend if he's not going to spend money this year, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't want to see no Mr. Splash and free hats. I want free agents.
Exactly. You got. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Orioles have one of the lowest payrolls.
That's correct.
You know. Okay. Don't keep telling me. Okay, the young guys here.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for the call. We got to get a break. But you don't even need to go to top five. Getting to like top 20.
Yeah.
Top 20 payroll. Boy, you're in business. But we'll talk about that with Rich Dubroff. We'll come back. Vinny's Dirty Dozen. Who are the 12 best teams in the National Football League? The only undefeated team remained undefeated, but it took some drama, and there was an injury scare as well. Maryland Hoops men, they debuted last night, 30-point win over Manhattan. Actually covered the 25-point spread after only leading by 3 at halftime. But Derek Queen, expectations are high for one game at least. He lived up to them.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
Wow, 9 weeks of NFL fun over here in 2024. Kansas City wins last night in overtime, 30-24 over Tampa. As Todd Bowles taking some heat for not going for two.
I don't know why you don't go for two.
I mean, Aikman was kind of drilling him a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have your receivers. You just scored. You know, and Todd said, well, the weather. You know, I mean, come on. You got the champs on the line. And it's because you figure, all right, Bob, I guess there's like 42% chance you win if you go for two. Chances of making it going for two.
Right.
The coin flip, 50-50. The coin flip. Because if I lose the coin flip, I'm losing the game.
Well, you saw Mayfield's reaction.
Yes.
When they lost said coin flip. But since it is Turn It Up Tuesday, and for you, Todd Bowles, we're going to go Milli Vanilli. Blame it on the rain.
Yeah.
Not exactly a Turn It Up Tuesday song, but you get the drill, everybody. But 9 weeks in. Dirty Dozen. Who are they? They're the 12 best teams in the National Football League. Vinny Serrato, break it down.
All right, here was last week. Kansas City 1, Detroit 2, Buffalo 3, Baltimore 4, Green Bay 5, Houston 6, Pittsburgh 7, Philly 8, Washington 9, Minnesota 10, Atlanta 11, and Chicago 12. All right, so coming in at 12, the 5-3 LA Chargers. They beat the Browns 27-10. They're hosting Tennessee. Good chance they're going to be 6-3. Chargers are the sixth team since 1990 to allow 20 or fewer points in their first eight games.
And with all the injuries they've had on defense, too. Kind of surprising there.
Yeah, they're playing good D. Coming in at number 11, 6-3 Houston. Lost at the Jets 21-13. They host Detroit. Houston has only allowed 17 of their last 65 third downs to be converted, 26.2%.
Yeah, but their injuries at wide receiver, Will Anderson went down against New York. I mean, 6-3, they're, Vinny, everybody thought they were going to take it to the next level. Yeah. We were talking about a Vic Carucci on Friday.
O-line struggling.
Oh, no, Stroud runs for his life every week.
Yeah. So, yeah, Houston, I mean, they go to 6-4. Well, Indy would have to win. You know, then it could get somewhat interesting. Coming in at 10, 6-3 Green Bay, lost to Detroit 24-14. They're on bye. Packers have surpassed 400 yards of offense in four of their last six games. But Love's been throwing crucial interceptions.
Big time.
Problem. Yep. Pick six. Coming in at 9, 6-3 Atlanta. Beat Dallas 27-21, and they're at the Saints. Kirk Cousins has 287 career touchdowns. With four more, he will pass Johnny Unitas to 17th all-time.
Isn't that some wild, wacky stuff?
Wow.
Shelf life, and he's playing really well. What, three touchdowns, rather?
Yeah.
Last week. That offense starting to percolate for the Falcons here.
Oh, yeah, and Bob, and they're playing a bad New Orleans team.
Oh, no, one that might, they just fired their coach.
Yeah. Coming in at, and who knows who they're trading today. Coming in at 8, 6-2 Minnesota. Beat Indy 21-13. They're at Jacksonville. Justin Jefferson leads the NFL with 783 receiving yards. He's a beast, man. I mean, some of the catches he makes.
Well, it was him and Jamar Chase and Burrow and Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, we forget
that. And Jefferson was just the slot dude. He wasn't even the guy.
That team was at 19, arguably the greatest offense in the history of college football.
Yeah. Coming in at 7, 7-2 Washington. One at the Giants, 27-22. They're hosting Pittsburgh. Washington has three turnovers in nine games, the fewest by any team since 1933.
How about the job old Haircut's doing over there, by
Haircut's,
the way, with that offense?
You know what impressed me about Haircut, Bob, is he's running the ball a lot more than, you know, he did when he was at Arizona.
And Brian Robinson didn't even play against the Giants. By the way, if you're not familiar with Haircut, Cliff Kingsbury,
yeah,
who has a super terrific haircut.
Coming in at 6, 6-2 Philly, one at Jacksonville, 28-23. They're at Dallas. Jalen Hurts is the first player in NFL history to have a TD pass, rushing TD, and a passer rating of 115 in three straight games.
Yeah, and he's quietly putting together a pretty strong season. Barkley has been a great addition to them. What's up with A.J. Brown, though? Because he left the game this week. That turned out to be, I mean, Jacksonville's hanging, but they're not good enough to win. I'm starting to see Philadelphia slowly but surely maybe get scary again.
Yeah, Barkley has done for them kind of what Henry has done for the Ravens.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 5, 6-2 Pittsburgh. They were on bye. They're at Washington. Steelers are second in the AFC with a +10 turnover margin. I mean, that's their big, you know, Russ is not turning it over, and they're getting a ton of turnovers. And their special teams are probably the best. Coming in at 4, 7-2 Buffalo. Beat Miami 30-27. They're at Indy. That'll be an interesting game, at Indy. Bills are one of two NFL teams to be perfect on fourth down conversions. Bills are 9-9.
Well, Josh Allen's only thrown two picks this year.
Yeah, which is abnormal.
And the one that happened last week bounced off of Coleman, deflected there. And I saw updated odds, depending on what odds makers you favor here. One has Josh Allen as the MVP favorite right now, ahead of Lamar Jackson, of all people.
All right, coming in at 3, 6-3 Baltimore. Beat Denver 41-10, hosting Cincy. The Ravens are one of five NFL teams to have more run plays called than pass plays. Those five teams, 32-10 combined. I mean, you figure, okay, you know, if we run, we win. You know, I mean.
It's a passing league. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Not so fast.
Coming in at 2-7-1 Detroit. They won at Green Bay 24-14. They're at Houston. Jared Goff has 30 straight completions when targeting Amoris St. Brown.
Yeah, who scored again last week? But they just got Za'Darius Smith to replace Aiden Hutchinson, and Swift is playing out of his mind right now. Or Gibbs, rather.
Yeah.
Playing out of his mind. I mean, and then Montgomery's a stud. That's a good ball club right there.
Man. Very good club. Very good club. And they went on the road in the rain, bad weather. First time they'd been outdoors all year. And they pretty much handled their business. Coming in at 1, Kansas City 8-0 beat Tampa in overtime last night. They host Denver, which maybe could be an interesting game. Patrick Mahomes had 34 completions last night, the 20th time in his career he has 30-plus in a game.
Threw three touchdowns, too, and it looked like he got hurt.
I thought he tore his Achilles, Bob. I mean, it looked like, you know, it was down there, and he couldn't walk. I texted you, I said he tore his Achilles, and then I texted you back. No, he's back in.
Yeah, he had hurt his ankle the previous week, and he was on the injury report, but Patrick Mahomes, one of his better games for this season.
No doubt. And best game, Kelsey had 14 catches.
Yeah, and Hopkins had 2 TDs.
Yeah, so they're kind of finding out maybe who they are the rest of the year. So in summary, Kansas City 1, Detroit 2, Baltimore 3, Buffalo 5, Buffalo 4, Pittsburgh 5, Philly 6, Washington 7, Minnesota 8, Atlanta 9, Green Bay 10, Houston 11, Chargers 12.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back. Preview Baltimore-Cincinnati round 2 with Kevin Ostreicher from the Ravens Wire USA Today. Whip around 11, 15 tons going on a Monday night. World of Sports. Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, 11:30. Danny Coulomb, no. Option not picked up. Why? Rich will explain later in the hour.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.